how it really becomes important in times of natural disaster. It's not just an enjoyable hobby. Having access to the OHS network can be vital when all other forms of communication go down. I spoke with the president of the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association, Don Wischelski, and the emergency coordinator, Jeff Brett, at the Emergency Services Day yesterday, and asked them about the benefits of having an amateur radio network.
Amateur radio works when the telephones and the internet fails. This can happen during cyclones, floods. I also add complacency, where we don't have enough backup systems. We had a telephone failure during the cyclone a couple of years ago. We managed to lose most of the telephones in central Queensland, so these things do happen. So that's where we think we can offer things to the community on that, in that area. There is a system, it's called WinLink, which uses an email system, and that doesn't rely on the internet or any telephone system to function. And that can provide a backup to normal communication systems when they fail. So that's one of the things that amateurs can provide.
In the past, what kind of help have you been able to provide for people in these times of natural disasters?
We've been able to supply amateur radio links between designated areas, especially in situations where we may not have line of sight or something like that. We can actually install what we call a repeater, where the signal goes up to it and is retransmitted. At the moment, we're working very closely with the Livingston Shire Council as being part of their emergency backup system. They have seen fit to install amateur radio equipment in their new emergency services hub down there. And what they've done there is brought us on board, and we are configuring and operating that. And that's where this new WinLink process comes in.
You really do need to have a good network, don't you, of amateur radio enthusiasts who can relay some of this information. So how are you going for people involved?
Well, we have a WinLink gateway in Rockhampton, and that can communicate with gateways by HF radio in places like Adelaide, Melbourne, all over the country and overseas. So we really don't need any of the normal communications infrastructure to provide communications. It's not high-speed communications, but it's sufficient to get messages sent around between people. We've got an exercise planned probably in the next 6 months to simulate a communications failure and to use the WinLink system to relay messages from Yeppoon to Brisbane, for example, and just to do some tests to make the system, confirm the system works. All of the equipment is privately owned. It's really a backup for a backup, you might say.
Because when mobile towers come down and the power's off and you've got no way of getting the message out there, and we don't have landlines anymore that can work in that way, this really is critical. So if people would like to be involved, what do they need to maybe start off?
Basically, we do offer a system whereby we can tutor them into what they call FCall, which is the entry license. It's a very simple license. Anyone with probably a grade 10 mathematics and science education could pass that quite easily. If they do need any help, then we're able to assist them there. With regards to costs, you can purchase a cheap handheld radio today for around the $100 mark. So it's not very difficult to get into the hobby. We have had a lot of interest. We do a lot of work with the local old age homes. We've been sponsoring some assistance to them. So in the event of a loss of any kind of services to them, we can install radios and act as a backup for them as well. Basically, all we need is to throw an antenna up into a tree, a car battery and our equipment, and away we go.
So where have you seen this really come into its own in the not-too-distant past, gentlemen?
Overseas, in the States. A lot of the bushfires and other issues, that cyclones, hurricanes in the States, and amateur radio has played a big part in that. I believe there was floods or natural disasters in Puerto Rico, and amateurs actually volunteered to help there. They went from the States to do that and to provide assistance with the communications in the areas.
Don Wyshelski and Jeff Brett from the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association. It's news time, 9 o'clock.